So as we know, the festive season is approaching, and the South African Banking Risk Information Center, known as SABRIC, has warned us about scams as the holiday season approaches. So they have issued out six things that we need to look out for in order to protect ourselves from crying after being scammed this festive season. The first one is fake bank calls. Apparently, criminals have this tendency of calling people, pretending to be, you know, calling from the bank, and forcing people, or rather asking people, to reveal confidential information. Because I know, for one, a person who works at a bank is not allowed to call and ask you to reveal your PIN number.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, they will never ever ask you to reveal your PIN number, either in email communication or any other type, phone calls, SMS, whatever. They won't ever ask you for your PIN number ever.
We also learned that criminals can also mask their telephone numbers so they appear to be calling from a bank. I didn't know this. And SABRIC has also warned against sharing personal or confidential information over the phone, saying that banks will never ask you to confirm your confidential information over the phone.
Thing is that, you know what I picked up is, Guti, some brands make it really difficult to trust you, for you to trust them, because, I mean, I once got a call, and it was a legit company and stuff, very well known. And then, so then from based on what I could tell, okay, it's very quite legit. But my irritation was that they were getting to ask information which I felt was too personal.
To reveal over,
you know, like, confirm your residential address. And I'm like, but no, I'm not comfortable doing that. Sometimes they'll even ask you to confirm your ID number, like on the call. And
I
can't do that.
Most banks do that when you call them. Like, for instance, if I call my bank, and then to verify that it's me calling, they'd ask me to state my ID number and my full name.
Exactly. And I mean, I think with banking, it's probably at a place where they can even use probably voice recognition to even ascertain who you are. I know there are some banks which are really, you know, leading technologically. They got their biometrics working really well. So then I think banks are trying to make it at least a bit easier, you know, to protect us. But then at the same time, the thing of that they can disguise their numbers, I didn't know that.
Same here as well. So in conclusion, criminals can use your personal information, or our personal information, like identity documents, driver's licenses, passports, to impersonate you and take over your credit facilities or apply for credit. Imagine getting a call or letters that you've applied for credit somewhere and you have no idea of what the person is talking about. I understand there's a second thing that we need to be aware of.
Yeah, so then there's also another one that you can, you know, be quite unawares by. It's like a holiday accommodation scam. So then the general rule is, if it seems too good to be true, it probably is, right? So then sometimes you may get an email maybe from someone, and they might say to you, confirm maybe your card numbers, or confirm this or these types of things, your banking details, personal details, so that maybe you can be able to, you know, get a holiday or something like that.
Yeah.
So maybe you might even be booking a holiday. And then, so it's like, if you want to be booking those things, it's cool, but just don't reveal too much. You don't want to be using, you know, those platforms to reveal too much information, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, this is so relevant because we know with the festive season, most people go on holiday because they're off work. So I guess the timing is just perfect.
Exactly. And, you know, people are going to be planning on going away to spend time with family, go on holiday somewhere. So then these criminals are also making sure that their scams are in tune with the time of year that it is as well. You see, that's what they do. They take advantage of that.
So the third one, before we get back to music, is ATM helpers. Now, I've seen this a lot, especially with elderly people, or people who are not quite familiar with ATMs, whereby they would, you know, like to deposit money, but however, they are struggling to just use the ATM. And they would reach out to other people, or umuntu osemvakwakhe, to say, can you please come and assist me? So SABRIC has issued a warning as well to say, you need to be careful when you ask someone for help, or when someone offers assistance, because they can tell this person has taken too long using the ATM. So some people actually approach you and offer assistance. But I know with most ATMs, you'd usually find a person who works in a bank ready to assist.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, if you go to your bank, usually by the ATMs outside, there's generally security guards who work for the bank, you know, who are actually there to assist you. Sometimes you can even get that it's even people from inside the bank, the consultants.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll actually be there to help you out. So people need to be very careful about who they ask for help. But now, Pumzile, here's another thing, right? These criminals have upped the ante in that, do you know that sometimes even if you refuse their help, they get aggressive? That's what happened to a particular lady that I read about. So the criminal forced his way to the screen and then was like, why are you taking so long? Or that type of thing, like being all agitated. Or it's that simple. Well, I think she was alone at that stage. And then he started pressing on the, like on the keypad and just distracting her. Meanwhile, what's happening is while he's distracting her, someone is busy with this transaction. Hmm. So they're busy taking the money and she doesn't even realize.
Oh, this is so scary. If you've just tuned in, we are talking about the six things that we need to look out for and so that we protect ourselves during the festive season. We have stated the first three. That is the fake bank calls, the holiday accommodation scam, and ATM helpers. When we come back, we get to wrap up the other three, or rather the last three. But also coming up is news, 1:30 news with Usandile. News headlines, rather, with Usandile.
Later, babe.